The issue of concussions is a hot-button topic. Nationwide, studies indicate more than 60,000 concussions occur every year among high school-age students. Venice Senator Nancy Dietert's sons were high school athletes, and now her granddaughters compete.
And it's not just football. I've got four granddaughters who are all cheerleaders, and they throw those kids up two stories high, and I'm like, is somebody going to catch her? Just because she's small doesn't mean she can go up several stories, but... it does kind of scare you, but...
A concussion is caused by a violent blow to the head. It can produce a variety of cognitive, emotional, and physical symptoms affecting memory, judgment, and balance. An injury to NHL star Sidney Crosby and a lawsuit filed by retired NFL players have brought a lot of attention to sports-related head injuries. In the past 2 years, 31 states have passed laws setting uniform standards for dealing with concussions in public schools.
Well, I guess 31 other states don't have the same battles going between chiros and doctors.
Fort Lauderdale Senator Jeremy Ring's efforts to set a protocol to deal with head injuries were blocked last year. This session, he is working to prevent derailment of a similar proposal by Miami Senator Anatir Flores. The stumbling block is, who gets to say that a youth who suffered a concussion is well enough to resume play? Should it be someone qualified in the field of neurology? Or someone who received neurological training.
But this is the time where the legislature's just got to say, we'll make the decision. You know, we're in the position, we'll make the decision. Either one group will be unhappy or both groups will be unhappy. Because I don't know if there's a way to do it to make all groups happy. Other than what we need to do, which is to make the kids safe. And that's our number one position, not making one group happy or another.
Lawmakers have balked at putting the decision in the hands of certified neurologists. They fear it would be a hardship for student athletes. Ring notes that there are no practicing physicians in Liberty County and wonders if there is a neurologist within 100 miles of the county seat, Bristol. Dr. Timothy McQuinney is a Palm Beach chiropractor, and he batted away assertions from neurologists that chiropractors lack the expertise to clear a head injury patient to play. McQueenie is the team doctor for two high school football teams.
I'm the one doing their preseason physicals. I'm the one who has the relationships with these kids. I'm the one treating the sprained ankles, the knee injuries, the back injuries, whatever else they may come in with. And I've also made the hard decisions to pull these kids out of games when they've had concussion injuries. I've made the hard decisions to keep them out of games for several weeks if appropriate.
The president of the Florida Society of Neurology told lawmakers only medical doctors and osteopathic doctors are uniquely qualified to examine the eyes and clear patients for competition. The Florida Medical Association is tentatively supporting a possible compromise. Spokesperson Rebecca O'Hara told the committee the group is still studying the language, but a proposal to allow the Florida High School Athletic Association to develop rules on who determines when a head injury patient resumes play may be acceptable.
I think that if we can continue to work on that language to ensure that the person who is making the decision to return the athlete to play is in fact appropriately qualified, but continue to leave that definition in the hands of the High School Athletic Association, that may be a place where we can get some middle ground.
The bill emerging in the Senate would require the Florida High School Athletic Association to develop guidelines for educating coaches, players, parents, and officials about sports-related head injuries, require a student athlete suspected of a concussion to be removed from the game, and prohibit the student from returning to practice or competition until the youth receives written clearance from someone qualified in the field of neurology, the qualifications to be determined by the High School Athletic Association. Committee members voted to make the proposal a committee substitute and sent it to its next stop, the Budget Committee. A similar proposal is working its way through the House. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.